Well, football's got a habit of slapping you in the face. We've just come off the back of winning three games, playing really well, and we put a performance in like that, which I'm really disappointed, really. There was so much at stake today, and we were just flat from the start, first half especially. We got better second half. We scored a good goal. Looked like we were going to go on and win. But we conceded a goal from a quick free kick and a throw-in again. And I spend 75% of my time telling the players not to switch off, and they score from a throw-in, like just a simple throw into the box and in a 1-2. And we hit the post, you know, with 5 minutes to go, which could have got us a 2-2 draw, which would have been acceptable to us the way we played. But no excuses today. We were just miles off it. Too many people giving the ball away. And maybe we start believing our own publicity and thinking that we're better than we are. We've got to get back to what we were doing. Friday comes round quick, and we've got to get to crew and make sure we turn up.
I was going to say, I mean, Dee mentioned that the C word, complacency, when you've won 3 in a row, you've got out of the bottom 4. Might any of that crept in at all? Certainly not on your part, but subconsciously on the team's part?
Well, I think subconsciously you start thinking we're good and we're doing really well. We're still in the relegation zone, and we're there for a reason. And we've got out of it because we've done all the dirty work, and we've sprinted and tackled and fought and stayed in the game. And then human nature takes over. When you've won a few, you start thinking, well, we'll just play through these. And you forget to do all the other bits. And we've conceded 2 goals today, which are terrible from our point of view. But hopefully it's the kick up the backside we need.
Yeah, is it doubly disappointing as well? The fact you actually got back in the game, had a bit of momentum, but curiously, it was Gillingham that probably had a better chance this second half still.
Yeah, we got what we deserved today. Fair and square, they beat us, and I think they deserve to win. Even though we looked like we could win the game at 1-1, I thought that's the worst we've played since I've been here, really, even including the game at Chesterfield and Rochdale and Doncaster. I think that's the worst we've had for actual lack of efforts on goal. We didn't have a shot, really. First half, Anthony Wordsworth had one shot from the edge of the box, but not enough. I don't know if we had a corner. I think we might have had one, did we? We didn't really have a corner. So all round, not us, but hopefully, as I said, it's the reality check we need with 7 games to go and not 3.
And it's sort of, again, in a contrast to last week, the results haven't gone for you this week, and you are back in the bottom 4. But it is very tight down there. I mean, do you think the bottom 4 makeup will change each week as the season progresses?
Yeah, and I tried to emphasise how important this game was today. So we could have got to 46 points today with 7 games left, and we could have gone clear of where we are now. And you know, teams are playing each other, and I tried to say, let's not leave it till the last couple of games. Let's get it done now. We're playing Gillingham at home. They haven't won for 4 games, and we just didn't perform. So I've got to have a think and try and put it right on Friday.